Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused. You're too busy to be frizzy. Grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. It's a lightweight cream that provides immediate frizz control that lasts for up to 72 hours. If you guys follow me on social media, you might have caught me using the anti-frizz cream for the first time on one of my lives. What I love about Way's anti-frizz cream is that it's just very lightweight, but it also works. Even on my hair, which is very, very frizzy, I would say 10 out of 10 on the frizz level, this works. I loved it. I tried it on live, and by the time my live was over, my hair had dried and people were commenting like, wait, Tinks, your hair looks good. So another win from Way. What can I say? Their products just really work. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code METINKS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code METINKS. Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. Hi, guys. Welcome back to It's Me, Tinks. I just came into the studio, rolled in 10 minutes late, like the absolute bitch I am. Then I stared into space for 20 minutes. No, first, then I told everyone, how do I look from where it's literally a company-wide mission to get the angle right for our video of the podcast, because we need to promote it, and every way they film it, I look like, I don't know, a creature from Star Wars. And then I was looking at all the stories today, and you know when you just sometimes, I couldn't get hard. I was like, okay, roll it. And I was like, nope, go back. I could not get hard. But anyway, here we are. And then in the end, I just said, you know what? Just start recording. We're going to go for it. It's the summer. It's summer vibes for me. I said at the top of summer, summer makes me bajiggity. And then a lot of you said, have rightly pointed out, by the way, I love when you guys call me out in that way, you know, just circle back on things, ask those difficult questions. A lot of you rightly called out and said, Tinks, you have a lot of summer plans. Yeah, I do this summer, because I wasn't going to be left holding my dick in my hand like I have been all the past summers, when I end up just hedging my bets and trying to wait for someone to plan a trip for me. This summer, I was like, I'm going to work a lot and I'm going to play a lot. That's why I'm going on trips. But when I'm in LA, LA is so dead. I think it's also because the entertainment industry is super quiet in the summer. So all my friends are in and out. It just feels weird. It's just kind of a bajiggity vibe. What an inviting start to my podcast, talking about dicks and about how bajiggity I am. Amazing. Amazing, Tinks. One thing that I did want to touch on that I want to put a pin in for a future episode is how to have fun with yourself. Because while I've been home these past couple days in between jobs and trips, none of my friends have been home. So I've been alone a lot. And I posted something where I was like, oh, I'm having a riot by myself. And a lot of you were like, can you talk more about that? And I will. It's definitely something you have to learn. And it's a skill you have to hone over time, because FOMO is a disease. It's a disease for the young, okay? And as you get older, it's kind of like chicken pox. You get it once and then, you know, you're immune to it. Well, that's not a good metaphor, because you can get it multiple times. But like, you know, as you get older, you get a little bit stronger. I don't know what disease we could use as a metaphor, but whatever. We don't need a metaphor for absolutely everything, Tinks. When I was younger, I would have such bad FOMO, and I would, especially with the fucking social media. You look on social media, you're like, why am I not on a yacht in Greece? And then you just are like, you know what? I'm not. But another side of that is to learn how to have fun by yourself. It's kind of a facet or a branch of the seeking joy thing that I always talk about. It's kind of just figuring out what are those things that make you really happy. And they're small. That's the secret. They're always small. It's always like, you know, making good food, or, you know, hanging out outside, going on a walk, going to your favorite exercise class. For me, some things that have really been making me have fun alone is, as you know, the books that I'm obsessed with. I'm literally middle-aged. I can't remember anything. Evelyn Hugo, Malibu Rising, and Daisy Jones and the Six. Like, getting into that is so fun for me. I'm lucky because I have you guys, so I can kind of, even if I'm alone, I'm talking to you guys about the books or TV that I'm watching, and it's been really fun. One recommendation that I'll have to get specific is try to get into a series, you know, not just picking one book, but like, okay, I'm going to go hard with this author. And then it will feel like you have a little project with yourself. And that's actually something I've always done. Like, I remember in high school when I first discovered Chuck Palahniuk, eye roll. I know, right? Eye roll. Everybody discovers Chuck Palahniuk. If you don't know, he wrote Fight Club. And then I like read all of his books. Like, it took me like 2 months, and I read literally every word he'd ever written. I researched him. That was kind of the type of weird that I was in high school, is I'd get really into things and then I'd research them a lot online, and I would stay up super late. Another obsession I had in high school, Almodovar movies. He's a Spanish director, writer. He's made some amazing movies, like really, really great stuff. Penelope Cruz is one of his muses. And I watch all his films in Spanish, and I became obsessed with him, and like, I just read everything about him. So it's fun to have a little project by yourself. Cooking is another one where I was just like, you know what, Tinks, it doesn't matter that your kitchen has the electric thing that you don't know how to work. Just fucking figure it out. And I did. Also, you know what I figured out? The VPN, so I could watch Love Island UK. And so sometimes it's just about doing that like one little thing to get you over the hump, to get you into your new project. And I'm so fucking glad I just sacked up and started cooking, because it's really been great for me. By the way, day 5 on my coffee cup thing. Hell yeah. And I'm so glad I sacked up and figured out the VPN thing. You know, I have a little bit of trepidation sometimes with those little tasks. I have a hard time getting started. But once I do, I'm in. If you want to bring coziness into your life, you turn to Barefoot Dreams, especially now as the brand is celebrating their 30th anniversary. With those 30 years of coziness, Barefoot Dreams celebrates being the originators of everyone's favorite luxe home blanket. And while many have attempted to duplicate their blankets, robes, and more, Barefoot Dreams' fabrication and quality cannot be replicated. So don't believe the dupes. So guys, do you remember back in like 2020, I made a viral TikTok about how much I love Barefoot Dreams, because I am truly so obsessed with these blankets. I have one in every room of my house, no word of a lie. And also the socks. When I tell you that I cannot sleep if I don't have Barefoot Dreams socks on, that is the truth, okay? For It's Me Tinks listeners, you can get 15% off your first purchase at barefootdreams.com with the code TINKS15. Don't miss out on Barefoot Dreams' soft, soothing fabrics that will bring luxury to your life. If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place, including venue options and all your vendors. Plus, you can design, save the dates and invites, build a free wedding website, create your registry, and stay on track and on budget throughout the entire wedding process with their free planning tools. I have three really good friends getting married this year, and they're all using Zola. And I know because they were telling me about how easy it is, and it's just truly a one-stop shop. And you know this girl loves efficiency, right? So my friends were telling me you can do it all in one place. What a relief, right? And I know about Zola because I bought so many gifts on registries via Zola. And I just love how easy it is to send gifts, keep everything organized. Everything is like done for you. And we absolutely love that. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with brand new releases and next listen recommendations. There's a story for every listener, from classic favorites to exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors. Okay, so you guys, I listened to The Shards by Bret Easton Ellis on Audible, and it was so scary. Okay, I was freaking out. I would be in my car listening to it, and I literally sometimes would have to pull over because I was so engrossed in the story. It's set in Los Angeles. It is a mystery thriller whodunit, and it is so scary and it's so emotive, and I literally was addicted to it. I couldn't do anything else for like 2 weeks while I was listening to it. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. New Audible members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500. That's audible.com/tinks or text tinks to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days. Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling collection of timeless designs perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelets, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Write a love note to yourself or your best friend with beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora. Spell it out with handwritten charms, sparkling stacks, and iconic styles designed for every kind of forever. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery gets drained so easily. You guys know I am a sensitive Virgo woman, okay? I need that time to rest and relax. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. You guys know that therapy is everything to me. I have it every single week because my therapist helps me learn my boundaries. She is the one who says, whoa, I don't think you should go to that. You are really tired. You're really stressed right now. That is going to drain you. And it's just so helpful to have a trained professional who can help you realize those boundaries. You know, I'm obsessed with boundaries, guys. So give therapy a try because it can be so useful. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/tinks today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/tinks. Okay, Love Island UK. I won't spoil it. I won't spoil it. I have notes, though. This is not a spoiler thing. Something is different this season with Love Island UK. They are not showing scenes of the contestants talking to each other about anything apart from relationships and coupling up. If you've been watching Love Island for a while, you will know and probably agree that so much of the juice of the good stuff is when they're just dicking around. Okay? They're just dicking around. They're joking. Remember that girl Haley, and she didn't know what Brexit was? That was fucking TV gold. That was funny as shit. Or when they're just having jokes and, you know, they're on an island. They're on, you know, in this villa. They're hot. They're young. They're having fun. Show me them joking around. Show me the girls deciding what dress to wear that night at dinner. Show me the guys comparing, you know, I don't know, fucking muscles, whatever the hell boys do alone in the bathroom, whatever. That makes them likable. That makes me double down on a contestant and say, I love her. I hope she wins. Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't matter where you are in the series. I'm going to say I'm up to date. I don't really care who wins. And that sucks. Because usually by this point, I'm like, that is my favorite couple. Oh my God, she did him so dirty. Like, I have opinions. And when you all are caught up, we can all have an episode on that. I have opinions, but I don't really care. And that makes me sad. That makes me really sad. I love the in-between moments of reality TV. And I've said this before, but I think that social media has really, really, I don't want to say ruined, that's a strong word, but has really fucked reality TV up because of a couple reasons. First of all, people are just too aware of how they come across on reality TV. Like, you remember back in the day, you remember My Super Sweet 16? You remember Maid? You remember Rich Girls? Does anybody remember that show? It was on MTV. It was with Ali Hilfiger, and I think her name was Jamie Gleischer. Newlyweds? Those people, whether they were a 16-year-old, a wealthy 16-year-old in a suburb, or Nick Lachey, they didn't know that how they would come across on TV, so they were just themselves. And that's why we loved it so much. And initially, that's why I love Love Island, is because to me, it still had that flavor of real reality, you know, where you're just watching people, you know, do their thing. And now, so number one, people are aware how they come across. Number two, everybody just wants to be an influencer. Like, I kind of get the vibe on Love Island UK right now that everyone's like, can we just skip to the end and like, so I can get my million followers and like go get my Boohoo Man deal? Like, that's what they want. And then number three is the time lag, which Love Island still has in its favor, right? Because it is up to date. It's happening in real time, which is great. But, you know, for other shows, like that promo came out for the Kardashians on Hulu where Kim Kardashian is saying, oh, do you want to come shower with me? It comes out in September. September? That's 2 months away. We want to know what's going on now. And it's tough because we see it through social media and then we see it through the show again. I don't know. I think reality TV is kind of at a pivot point, and I'm excited to see where everybody takes it, because I think it's kind of at a pivot, and we need a shake up. Because I mean, basically social media is the new reality TV. I do a reality show every fucking day of my life. I wake up, I tell you guys, "Oh, I'm in a bad mood. Oh, I'm going to Pilates. You know, here I am like dicking around my friends." It's basically reality TV. So the two have kind of merged together in an interesting way. Maybe it's nostalgia, but I love the old stuff. I love that really great, you know, that raw stuff. But I don't know if we can ever get back to that. Maybe it's something like there's a new way to do Instagram where you could make a little short movie and then people could... Actually, that's a really good idea. That's a free idea, Instagram. I guess that's what a vlog is, Tinks, you idiot. Never mind. But I don't know. I still feel like we're at a little bit of a crossroads with social media. So that was my rant about social. The Minions movie, have you guys seen it yet? I haven't. I really want to go see it. But, you know, people were saying in COVID, like, movies are dead. No one's going to go to the movie theater anymore. Have you guys seen this trend in life where all these groups of kids are getting dressed up to go see the Minions movie? Like, all, like, thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids are doing this. It's a trend. I don't know who the fucking Minions marketing team is, but they deserve a raise. They have a collab with every major. It's like Minions X Ford, Minions X Cheerios, Minions X Kool-Aid, Minions X, you know, Eggo waffles. Like, literally everything has a Minions thing. There's even that song by that famous artist. I can't remember who it is, but it's insane. And it's all for this Minions movie. Anyway, it's smashing box offices. I think it's like number one in the world right now. I'm just interested in that because I'm interested to see how social media affects those traditional media campaigns and how they interplay. And a lot of people are upset because they feel like you can't have like a movie or a song now without social media helping you. And you see all these artists on TikTok bitching about their, or not bitching, that's unfair. They are complaining that their record labels are making them do all these TikToks and they feel that it's gimmicky. And look, if I was a serious musician, I'd probably be annoyed too. I'd be like, bro, I have a fucking album. I'm not a circus monkey. I don't want to get on TikTok and like do all this stuff just so that I get plays. But that's also the game. So I don't really think that it's like the overlords of, you know, the record industry being mean. I think that it's probably just what needs to be done to make a good album now. Look at me with my strong opinions on media. Coming in hot. We are hyper fixated as a society on becoming one of two, right? Getting attached to a partner and all the benefits to being married in a relationship. And many of us feel that this is the only way we can be happy. And I'm going to talk more about that on Monday. I'm actually going to do the scary episode of why I don't date to marry. So look forward to that. But this week I was thinking about why we don't celebrate or why we don't talk about the positives of being single. And I have a hunch as to why, and I've kind of touched on it, I think, in an episode with Camilla. You know, any sort of show of contentment while you're single comes across as closed off, comes across as defensive. Obviously, the caveat being if you're a woman, like if you're a guy and single, you're fine. You know, when I was joking about it on the radio show, and I you know, with that lovely, our friend, I think her name was Elizabeth, who called in from Paris. And I was like, if you were a guy and you did this behavior, there would be literally no issue. And that was a work thing, but it's really true for the relationship thing. Like if a 31-year-old guy said, I'm really content right now, I'm really happy, I'm doing a great job at work, I just bought myself a house, I'm having fun dating, I love my friends, the world would be like, fuck yeah, buddy. Hell yeah. If I came out and said that, which I do sort of subtly, people have a lot to say and have a lot to think. And this week I was thinking about, you know, some of the positives, because I was hanging out with one of my best guy friends. And one of the things that is truly, truly only available when you are a single person, is deep, deep relationships with the opposite sex. I know some people might disagree with me on this, but I think that those boy-girl friendships can only really occur when both of you are single. Because I don't know that men and women can just be friends. I think my opinion is someone always likes the other one a little bit, even if it's 5%. And yes, of course, before the Banana Brigade sharpens their weapons, of course you can keep your friends of the opposite sex when you get into a relationship or when you get married, but it's not the same. It's not the same, because you would never say to your boyfriend, hey, I'm going to go hang out with Ben all Saturday. I'm going to go to the beach with me and Ben, and we're going to get margaritas and we're going to talk and we're going to vibe all day and listen to music in the car. Your boyfriend would be like, what? It's not possible. So I like to always think about those things, not in a way like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm single, fuck yeah, but in a way of like, it's a gratitude thing, honestly. It's genuinely a gratitude. So I'm talking about this to offer a mental shift for my single friends out there, because I know it can be tough. It can be lonely, especially in summer. I'm sorry. I think it's like really one of the roughest times for single people. To look around and think of those things that you are only available to you when you're single. And one of them is those special friendships. Sometimes I even feel like, not worried, but I feel sadness thinking that about how I will lose the level of closeness that I have with some of my guy friends. I love them so much, sometimes too much, you know what I mean? But But you know, it's a special thing. It's about enjoying what you have in front of you. And that's related to another, I don't know if it's a tip, something I wanted to pass on, mantra thing, which is I was just so frustrated this week with so many of my projects and so much of, I don't know, just things that I'm working on. And I was listening to a podcast, and then I also talked about it with my therapist about falling in love with the process. And this is what I want to leave you guys with this week. Okay, so it's not about the destination. It really isn't. This could be with work. This could be with a relationship. This could be with life, whatever. It really isn't. We are always told, oh, that's the end goal. Like, focus on your goal, put your eyes on the prize, all that stuff. And I think a big unlock for me, which I haven't cracked yet, I fully haven't cracked it, but I'm working on it so hard, is falling in love with the process and really enjoying whatever it is you're working towards as a process. I think it was Aaron and Sarah Foster's podcast. I think it's called The World's First Podcast, which, by the way, I ranted about on my Instagram. But if you haven't listened to their episode about individuality, I wish it could be required listening for every single person. It changed my life in the best way and was just very comforting and very, I think it was on there. They were talking about something about how important it is to fall in love with the process. And here's the thing. Most of the time when we get there, when we reach whatever goal it is, we're happy for like 24 hours. And then after that, we're almost feel sad because we're like, well, what next? What now? And that's super true for me every time. Oh, I know what I'm worried about, because I'm working on something huge for this fall. I'm not doing that in the annoying influencer way of like something big is coming. I'm working on a new format, a new thing that I've never fucking done before. And I'm scared shitless. I'm fucking scared. And then I was, you know, talking to everyone on my team, and I was like, if I can just make it through it, if I can do it, if I can just get it done. And then I was talking to my therapist, and she was like, why would you want to just get it done? She was like, you were the same about the podcast. You were the same about this and that. And then you do it, and then you just don't even think about it, and it's in the past. Fall in love with the process. And by the way, anxiety or kind of like fear and excitement are sometimes just two sides of the same coin. And I was so afraid. I noticed that I was just starting to get very anxious this week thinking about this big thing that I'm thinking about doing in the fall. And I called Sethi and I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, I don't know. And he said, you've told me this for 2 years straight now about every single thing that we come up with. You say you can't do it. You're scared. Then you do it. Then it's nothing. Then we move on to the next thing. So this time I'm really going to try and fall in love with the process. And that is kind of similar to my theory about dating, which again, I'm going to talk about on Monday about why I don't date to marry. The process is it. That's life, man. It's not the one day that you get the job. It's the working towards the job. It's not the day that you reach your fitness goals. It's falling in love with, you know, working out as a stress reliever. It's not the day that you finish a fucking home improvement project. It's all the love and care that you put into it. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the process, right? And so I encourage all of you, whatever it is, to obviously have goals, and that's amazing, but just be where you are, be super present, and really just fall in love with what you're doing. I'm trying. I'm not there yet, but I'm reminding you guys. And sometimes I feel like if you can articulate something to other people, it's more ingrained in your mind. So that's what I'm doing. So please remind me. Listen, you're going to have a lot of Dicky content this weekend if you're a Dicky fan on the old Instagram. I was going to try and get her on the pod, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. The microphone is heavy as hell, and it's in this suitcase that looks like a bomb suitcase, and I have anxiety carrying it around the airport. It also weighs 50 pounds. I'm not kidding, and everybody's looking at me when I'm going through the airport when I have this like bomb suitcase. So I didn't end up bringing it to Idaho, but we'll get her on the pod eventually. I love you guys, and I can't wait for you to hear the Monday episode, drum roll, Why I Don't Date to Marry. I know that the BB will be out in force, and I cannot wait to greet them with open arms. Guys, if you enjoy my podcast, if you enjoy me as a person, If you just feel like being a good Samaritan, like my podcast, subscribe to it, share it with a friend. That's the most meaningful. And I will see you on Monday. Lots of love. Bye.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Beddys.com. That's Beddys.com.
Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? You heard that right. Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. Each Dunkin' cold K-Cup pod is packed with the smooth, bold Dunkin' flavor you crave. Pick up a pack of Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods and enjoy a Dunkin' cold coffee at home whenever you crave it. Just brew over ice and sip in seconds, because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.